I want to give you a tip as we move closer to the Christmas season for buying travel, Thanksgiving. Gosh, if you're going somewhere for Thanksgiving, you should have already bought your tickets. Isn't that weird? Anyway, because the closer you get, particularly Thanksgiving, the more expensive air travel becomes. But there's something new this year that you got to be fully aware of. And it is a bait and switch from American and United, and then to a lesser extent from Delta. The three full fare airlines are having a difficult time dealing with the mid-price carriers that offer vastly superior service to them, airlines like JetBlue, Alaska, Southwest, and then they are being twisted into a pretzel by the really, really cheap fares offered by the hard discounters that don't have a great air product, and that's Spirit, Frontier, and Allegiant. So if I'm a full fare airline with my massive cost structure, I'm having a tough time figuring out how do I compete against the superior service and moderately lower fares of JetBlue, Southwest, and Alaska, and then how do I deal at all with the fares from these ultra, ultra cheap airlines that, well, they're not exactly excelling in customer service, but the fares are unbelievable. My brother, my oldest brother and his wife, recently took a flight from Arizona to Washington, D.C. for $22 each on Frontier. And then they paid some baggage fees and all that. They got their fares up to, it was like, I think nearly $70 they topped out at to cross the country. That's really cheap. So American, United, and Delta, in order to show up better in the fare searches you're doing online, have come out with a product, a miserable product called Basic Economy. And what they did is they sat around their conference tables and they said, how can we make flying worse for people? And so they came up with Basic Economy. And particularly in the case of American and United, they are doing this in a way that all they do is alienate people. So with any of them, you can't have a seat assignment. You're pretty much certain to have a middle seat. You can't change your ticket under any circumstances, even for a fee. And the fares show up in a multi-airline search where they show lower than the fare you'd really want. So if you're at the airline's websites, what they do is they use it as a classic bait and switch. They get you where they say, okay, we're going to fly you from blah to blah for $110. And then all these warnings will pop up. You know, you should really buy this other fare for $170 because this fare, we're not going to do this to you, we're not going to do that to you, we're not going to do this other thing to you, and on and on. And so the whole idea is to show up on those fare searches that most people now do on the multi-airline search engines like google.com/flights and kayak.com. And then if you use Expedia, Travelocity, anything like that, showing up on those searches with a better price, so they don't always look really expensive. So then a lot of times people are buying these tickets at third-party sites, and you don't know all the things that are going to happen to you. And this is where American and United, I'm very frustrated with you, because people are showing up at the gates, and one of the things that American and United are doing is people don't realize you cannot take a carry-on on the plane. And then they charge you a huge last-minute fee at the gate, and then they charge you a penalty on top of it for having shown up at the gate at all with that bag. So someone who thought they were getting some kind of good deal, they're stuck in a lousy fare that's specifically designed to be as mean to you as possibly can be, and then to add insult to injury, charge you these massive fees. So know how this game is played. When you're looking at fare searches, know that the American, United, and Delta fares that show up are fake fares. They are before all the additional charges. And to give you an idea how important this is to the airlines, there is, you never see this in a newspaper. I read the Financial Times every day, except Sunday when they don't publish. And they have a full page article on the fare strategies of the airlines with a special focus on the American full fare airlines and how important the fee income is. As an example, United, after you bought the ticket, makes another, so let's say you pay $100 for a fare. On average, they make another $17 on all the gotchas you didn't know were going to happen to you. And that's kind of in the range of what it is with the full fare airlines, though United's the worst. But overall, the prize in Europe and America goes to, drum roll please, imaginary drum roll, Spirit. If you buy a ticket at Spirit for $100, the average person will end up paying $145. 45% in add-on fees after the purchase of a non-refundable ticket. And they have perfected this to an art to advertise a really cheap fare. And before you realize, everything else is extra. Again, with Spirit, though, if you buy at spiritair.com, it is clear as could be that they're going to fee you to death. And they tell you every single screen before you bought a non-refundable ticket. The problem comes, again, if you buy at a third-party website, you don't know. But now you do. Check out our full podcast at clark.com/ On Demand.